Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And remember Revelation chapter number 1, God told John, I want you to write everything you see. Everything you hear, I want you to write it down. Well, John's about to write what these seven thunders had said. And God said from above, seal those things with the seven thunders, to verse number 4, and write them not. What did they say? What did they utter? I have no idea. No idea. One Bible scholar, I guess he's pretty smart, he thought that it was going to announce who the two witnesses are, and that's kind of way out. Some people are just too smart for their britches, you know. I don't understand people. Where he gets that one, I don't know, but he wrote in a book. God's announcing too. I would never put that one in a book. Matter of fact, you'll appreciate this. When I was in Kenya many years ago as a missionary, had to be careful. I won't name any names. He came and he was sharing with our preacher boys there in Kenya, eschatology, his thoughts about the coming of the Lord. He had a week-long seminar called Seminars. He stayed in our home at night. He'd teach the preacher boys during the day, then he'd stay in my Latrice's, our home in Kenya, at night. Well, we disagreed, and I'm a new missionary over there, and believe me, I didn't say a word. Didn't say a word as he's teaching, but he's saying some things I'm not agreeing with, but who am I? You know, I didn't invite him. Other missionaries had invited him, and he's teaching, and I'm just listening, okay? But he was staying in my home because he's in that town. Anyway, he knew I didn't agree with him with some of the things. He didn't believe. I believed Jesus could come at any time. He didn't believe that, okay? He believed that he was going to go through part of the tribulation. He actually believed he was going to have the privilege. I shouldn't say all this, but you don't know who he is anyway. He's dead in heaven, I think. Old me. That he was going to have the privilege of baptizing some of those 144,000 that was sealed. Yeah, that's what I said. Wow. Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then we got talking about our differences, and I'll never forget, we're sitting across the table from each other eating supper. And I just gave him Bible, and he was giving me opinion, and I'd come back with the Word of God. Well, this is what, and I said, Brother so, I'm going to mention, I said, Brother so and so, I really don't care what you think. I want to know what the Bible says. I said it in a graceful way, on a smart aleck, because he was pretty strong. He was dogmatic, and all. I said, Brother, what does the Bible say? Well, then finally he just said, Well, I can tell you who the two witnesses are. Okay, you know, but anyway, we'll talk about that next week. People have some strange ideas, okay? How I got into that, I don't know. But anyway, these seven thunders, I have no idea what they say. I have no idea what they say. It says, write them not. An angel which I saw stood upon the sea and upon the earth, lifted up his hand toward heaven. Here's another reason I do not believe this is Jesus Christ. In verse number 6, and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and all the things that are therein, and the earth and all the things that are in the sea and all the things which are therein, that there should be time no more. Who created this earth? God. Even more, what's the word, Doug? Even it down. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Who is the Word? Jesus Christ. Verse number 4, John 1:1. Verse number 14 of John chapter 1. And all things were created by him. But all things were created. Turn me, John. I can't quote this. Turn me, John 1. This may not be important to you, but it is to me. Yeah. It's verse number 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Who created it? The Word, Jesus Christ. Jesus, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Elohim, the triunity of the Godhead, they create together. The Godhead created the heavens and the earth. But Jesus Christ was the one who actually created. We see in verse number 3, all things were made by him. Matter of fact, remember the story about Adam? It was Jesus Christ who created Adam and breathed into Adam the breath of life. Not the Father, not the Holy Ghost, but it was Jesus. Are y'all following? Jesus Christ was part of the creation. He put the creation into action and by his words and things of that nature. So we get back to Revelation chapter number 10, where this angel is swearing by him up there to Jesus, who liveth forever and ever. And I understand the thought about the Father too, but says who created heaven and things that are in it, and earth and all. By the way, this all belongs to God. This terra firma that we stand on, the stars that we see, the sun, the moon, he created it all. It belongs to him. Psalm 24? Yeah. I have it marked somewhere in Scripture. Let me see. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwelleth therein. He hath founded it upon the seas, and he established it upon the floods. God created, it belongs to him. And what he's doing here, he's reclaiming this. That's what part of tribulation is all about. The devil is nothing but a squatter. You know what a squatter is? We were talking, me and Tim was talking a little bit about that. I won't get anybody in trouble. But a squatter is somebody who comes and takes residence and it doesn't belong to them. But they say, hey, it's mine. No, it's not yours. You're not the rightful owner. You're just squatting there for a while. Y'all follow what I'm talking about? Well, I like to call the devil, he's an old squatter. This does not belong to him. And during the revelation, literally, what we're reading here, that literally Jesus Christ is going to get the old squatter out of here. He's going to reclaim this earth for his own. It belongs to him and him alone. Psalm 95. 95:5, yeah. The sea is his, and he made it in his hand, formed the dry land. He made it all. Remember the story I've told this months and months ago when we were in the study of Genesis and where God created all. The old thought about where he made Adam. God made Adam, and Satan come up to him and said, man, I could do that. I could create something like that. Well, he started forming, Satan started forming up the ground and trying to make him a copy of what God did. And God said, wait a minute, get your own dirt. You'll get that on the way home. Get your own dirt. What? God created that dirt. God created all things. He's the Satan can't create. He can't make something out of nothing. Only God can make something out of nothing. And that's what he did here on this earth. Matter of fact, aren't you glad God can make something out of you when we were nothing? Well, we could preach on that. We were nothing. But God makes something out of nothing. And he could do nothing with someone who thinks they're something. I mean, I think I'll preach a while on that one. That's pretty, just kind of running to me now. He can do nothing with somebody who thinks they're something. But he can do great things with something with those who think God, there's no good in me. My help comes from you. Well, let's get back to Revelation chapter number 10. And verse number 6. And those things which are hearing, that there should be time no longer. This does not mean that your watch stops and there's no longer time. It means that literally that there's no more delay. That literally it's time to complete God's plan. It mentions the seventh angel in verse number 7. But in the days of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound. What are you talking about, preacher? The seventh trumpet. Look in verse number 15 of chapter number 11. It's referencing this about the seventh angel sounded. And there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever. He's talking about this time. In verse number 6 of chapter number 10, that things which are therein, that there shall be time no longer, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, he's talking about it's finally coming to completion. That God's plan to redeem this earth. He's going to redeem this earth back to himself. I have a note here that in chapter number 5, talking about the redeeming of the earth, the claim is announced in chapter number 5. That, remember the scroll, that's the title deed to the earth.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.